Giving Chase. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Frontrunner Brent Sass got back on the trail this morning after completing the 36-hour break mushers must take at the race's halfway point in Dawson City, UConn. Sass was followed about 4 hours later by Hugh Neff, with close-running Matt Hall and Alan Moore about another 2 hours back. In a video posted by the UConn Quest this morning, Neff, the race's defending champion, downplayed competition as the frontrunners got back on the trail in Dawson.
We're here to have fun. You all enjoy the race, but remember it's about the dogs and not the humans. We're just the lucky ones to get to play with the dogs. And luckily, I've got a team that knows where they're going.
Quest officials shared some sad news this morning, announcing that a sled dog had died. Race marshal Fabian Schmidt says Quest veteran Yuka Honda arrived in Dawson with the expired animal early this morning.
At around 4 o'clock, dog marshal Yuka Honda came into the Dawson checkpoint and informed the race official on duty that she had an expired dog in her sled bag. And the vet team took over. We have a pathologist. They performed necropsy.
Preliminary necropsy results released later this morning showed that the 6-year-old male husky named Firefly had an enlarged heart and had ingested several dog booties. Final necropsy results will be available in coming weeks. As of earlier this morning, Schmidt said Honda had not made a decision about continuing the race.
That's a pretty traumatic event. So, everybody is shocked in that moment. And the volunteers, the vets, the officials, and most of all, of course, the dog musher. Those things are pretty tragic. So, yeah, of course, she was very upset.
Quest mushers may face extreme cold during the second half of the race. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says a low pressure system from the high Arctic is forecast to descend over interior Alaska this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday, we're looking for min temperatures 35 to 45 below zero.
Cox notes that cloud cover may moderate readings in some areas. Quest mushers travel a route along the Yukon and 40 Mile Rivers, as well as notoriously cold Birch Creek during the second half of the race. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 UConn Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.